History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
What a touching tribute. It's K-Rock with Klein Alley Show. Welcome to a brand new hour.
Whew. Man, someone said perfect send-off for our Queen Jackie. May she soar with the Eagles. 909, I'm not crying, you're crying. This tribute is actually really touching. Meanwhile, 818 said, didn't Dave Grohl cheat on his wife and have a home-wrecking girlfriend?
Similar
why
story.
Did you choose this artist?
I don't know why we did all that. Regardless.
It's a fly, all right?
Yeah.
What do you want from us?
It was either that or Sugar Ray, so you're welcome.
Anyway. It was either that or the giant eagle costume that we still have in the office.
Yeah, that may make its appearance into the studios later today.
We gotta get Vanessa to get that on.
She doesn't want to wear it. She's very resistant.
She had it on in the back office. They were playing around back there.
And then she was like, I was just trying it on.
The Johnny and Vanessa show is going strong in the back.
Yeah.
This hour on the show, as we celebrate the return of school, school's back, we have different things that happened to each of us while we were in school. And if you can figure out whose story belongs to who on the show, you can win your way to Big Bear to pay some respects and also go to the big Grand Prix up there. That's coming up later this morning, the Amex Grand Prix presented by O'Neill. That's going to be happening at Bear Mountain Ski Resort, August 19th through the 23rd. Four-day passes, just $30 at bbmxgp.com. And you will get to go for free if you're able to successfully play the game. It happened in school. That'll be happening later this morning. We'll do some clickbait as we solve the internet's biggest riddles. And much more. If you need us, phones and text line remain the same at 800-520-1067. And a lot of people say that was a real tearjerker of a way to kick off a brand new hour of the show. And if you thought that was sad, just wait until you hear what happened to us when we were in school.
A lot of us were bullied.
That's going to be a real tearjerker of a segment coming up. So emotional lows and lowers this hour on K-Rock. And once again, we're here for it. And hopefully you are as well. And then in less than an hour, we start hooking you up with tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Four packs of tickets, thrill capital of the world, and someone will score themselves the 2027 Gold Pass, which makes you the coolest human on planet Earth. That and much more happening after your Linkin Park on KROQ. Internet design, two reasons and two reasons only, clickbait, masturbate. Sadly, we can only do one of those things on the radio. Also, probably for the benefit of everyone else, we can only do one of those things on the radio. So without any further ado, we solve some of the internet's biggest riddles. Day in and day out, it's time for your clickbaits. Someone asked if we keep track of who does the best in clickbait on the show, and we do not. Maybe we should start. I mean, I don't think any of us do well consistently, for sure. I think most of our guesses are bad. I guess if I had to pick, Omar probably is more accurate than the rest of us, usually.
Yeah, I don't think we keep track of much, so I don't think we should start keeping track of much.
This is the one thing that you can do, Allie. The one thing you can do while working out to get more strength fast.
Huh.
This is according to experts. They looked at research, and sometimes you got one of those heavy-ass weights, can't lift it, but you can do this, and you instantly can get a little stronger. They looked at a bunch of different methods.
You know what? I bet it's the over-grunters.
Grunt.
The people who grunt. Mm. I feel like those bodybuilder guys when they're like,
just giving you more.
Those room are the
to,
ones.
Room to that. Jake, pull all that, man. Pull all that.
Yeah. Those are the ones.
That's the grunting, yeah. You think. Makes you stronger.
Yeah, specifically that grunt.
Okay. Allie says grunting. Something you can do that will instantly.
Or sometimes they do this.
I've heard that one before, too. That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like doing this slow balloon release thing.
Yeah. They should have a certain gym that's just for the people that need to make all those noises.
Or a silent gym.
Right, right. If you're one of those people, right, you don't need like a mime gym. You don't even have weights. You just pretend to lift weights.
Dude, I forgot my headphones at the gym the other day, and it was a weird, hearing all those sounds is a very weird experience. Usually we're all tuned out.
All right, Jake, instantly need to be stronger. You can do this one thing, and it will give you additional superhuman strength.
Maybe put your weights back. Right, Glenn?
If that's your guess, it's a waste of a guess.
I think I'm going to really guess creatine.
Creatine. Taking the creatine. Yeah. Everyone likes the creatine these days.
Yeah, but that's not during your workout. You would do that during your workout, Jake?
People can
you do it like right before?
You could drink it during, I guess. You could drink it while. I don't even know. There's a lot of people that argue when's the best time to take your creatine. My time is all day, every day. Until my neck explodes.
Through the mouth and the butt.
That's right. I've taken them all holes, ears, everything's getting creatine. Filling myself with it.
Grant
like,
for us.
Like a creatine pinata.
You know, I saw a guy taking a shot of protein powder, like a cup
Come
of
on.
Powder.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
And then
yeah.
he swallowed the, like, chased it with water.
What?
I was like, why are you doing this?
I've been doing that with electrolytes.
Yeah, like he took it as a shot.
It hits like an adult pixie stick.
Really?
Yeah, and then he went and worked
good.
Out.
Well, why don't you have a bottle of water nearby, Jake? Are you trying to prove a point or
no,
what?
No, I just didn't like making my water salty.
Yeah, you don't want the whole water, so you might as well just do one really bad sip.
Oh, man. I feel like it can't work the same, but
you
I guess.
You should start doing that.
All right, we'll start doing that. Omar, what is the one thing you can do instantly that makes you stronger, according to experts now?
I don't do this, but I've heard stories of people working out to total failure, where you're lifting your weight where it's going to fall out of your...
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like you can't lift anymore.
Borderline total injury. Failure.
Yes.
So you need to go to total fail to the point where your arms just don't work anymore.
Or you can only do like one rep.
Once you've dropped it on yourself, then you know that you're stronger.
Right.
You have broken toes and stronger arms.
It's interesting because no one got it right this time.
Aw.
Allie, you were kind of the closest, but apparently swearing.
Oh.
If you swear, I don't know what it is about swearing, but I mean you...
God, this sucks!
There's something you can do. It's almost probably the equivalent of the grunt or the moan. But if you actually, I know that they've said before, they've done research that if you hurt yourself and you swear while you hurt yourself, it makes the pain go down a little bit.
I think it's something we naturally do to distract from pain or discomfort. Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Apparently, they have found that there's a correlation that if you are having trouble lifting something and you just swear, it somehow makes like there you go. Just makes you stronger, and
you
that's,
follow it up with a dirt,
and that's enough to. So next time you need to lift something off of something,
we should all go downstairs at the same time
and try to lift without swearing and with swearing.
No, with exactly,
and see what we can get more of,
and all then have that one random guy who works out in jeans be the only one that. Just working out normally.
Some guy down there in jeans all the time. That guy knows how to lift.
What are you doing, buddy?
So there you have it. If you need to be stronger today, just swear more. We can't do it on the radio, sadly. Wish we could, FCC. Come on, we're looking at you. Think of all the things we could lift in here if we could just swear more on the show. We'll take a quick break. When we get, you know what, Allie? We could do the Shover. When's our next Shover time? Because we could get weights into Shover time where we're actually allowed to swear.
Oh, yeah, we could.
The podcast, the uncensored podcast, and then we can just see if we can lift more weights while swearing.
Let's have Johnny bring a bunch of them up.
Johnny, bring a bunch of kettlebells up to the next Shover time, and we'll see if we can lift more while we swear. It'll be a social experiment. Quick break. We're back in a moment with more show after this. In fact, we're going to figure out who on the show did what while in school. It's back to school time. And if you would like to play the game with us and win some tickets, you can call now. Someone on the show claims that they smoked meth during PE.
Oh, so Vanessa.
And someone on the show claims that they were dropped on their head during a school assembly.
Oh, damn.
So we have a lot of answers.
That's Johnny.
I feel like that was Johnny every day. So we will get to this in a moment. It's all real stuff that happened to us while we were in school as we celebrate the return to school. If you'd like to play the game and win yourself some access, we got a bunch of stuff to give you, and we'll do it after this quick break on K-Rock.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, we are Klein Ellie's show. If you'd like to call and play, the number is 800-520-1067, and we are going to relive some memories, some of them probably very scarring, traumatic, things that happened to us in school. Look back. We found out a few weeks ago during a Showtime bonus podcast that Jake looks back on his school with some pretty negative memories. He doesn't remember school being fun for him because he didn't really feel like he fit in, didn't feel like he really belonged. Allie was kind of the teacher's pet sort of situation.
No, I wasn't.
I thought you were like, give us homework and stuff like that.
No, you always say that, and I tell you it's not true, and you don't listen to me.
I'm pretty sure, Allie. Do you guys, who's with me? Didn't Allie used to say
nope.
She would always say, tell the teacher?
That's how I remember it.
All right.
And then you followed, fine. And then you followed the teacher home because you wanted to do her, yeah. The softball coach?
I did follow my teacher home.
Yeah.
Well, I followed her halfway home, and she wasn't my softball coach.
Well, regardless.
Because I didn't play softball.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Let's be honest. One of us is telling the story right, and it's this guy. Okay?
Okay.
So we all had things that happened to us in school. I've got stories here from Allie, me.
Do you?
Jake. Oh, I wrote Allie's story, okay. So I
is
think
that's
Fat
Allie, though?
That's Fat Allie.
Okay.
Omar. Well, Allie.
I watched the video yesterday of her performing the National Anthem.
Yes.
Dude, you've lost so much weight, Allie.
Well, that was, you know.
I was fatter then?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the video.
When Allie performed the National Anthem, that was at a, so someone reached out to us and they said that Allie apparently performed the National Anthem at a four-year-old's birthday party.
I was much bigger.
They just notified us that same child is turning 8 years old.
No way.
And I'm going to eat her.
And Allie's going to eat her. Allie's just been waiting until she was plump enough. She was just slowly plumping
her
up.
She's finally ripe.
So we've got stories from Allie, myself, Jake, Omar, Johnny, and Vanessa. The sad thing about it is we've all submitted multiple stories. Jake has submitted only one. He's got one story of his entire schooling that he was able to share.
Is that just one that you wanted to share, Jake, or you just felt...
This is the same story over and over again.
So we will get into this once again. If you've been paying attention to the show at all, maybe you have an inkling as to who this happened to, or you're just going to take a shot in the dark. Regardless, if you'd like to play the game, up for grabs. We're going to send you up to Big Bear. You can pay some respects for Jackie. We salute you. Also, you will get to go to the MX Grand Prix in Big Bear with four tickets. So that's something cool, and that is coming your way if you are able to successfully identify which story happened to which one of us. Corey in Riverside, we'll start with you. And the first story, as we were celebrating stuff that happened to us while we were in school, this person was dropped on their head during by their team Johnny. During an assembly performance. You say Johnny.
Yeah, right at the back.
All right, Johnny, were you dropped on your head in school?
Now, I want you to think about this one really quick. I'm a big-ass dude. I'm 6'4". I weigh 200 pounds. I don't know who would be carrying me in a high school.
Right.
Think about that one more time and give a guess.
Now, he gave a guess. He said you. And shockingly, Johnny probably has had a lot of head trauma based on most of the things he says out loud.
But probably when he was younger.
Or probably, yeah, when he was much younger. And this is schooling.
Yeah.
Who on the show was dropped on their head in front of their entire school?
It was me, and it was embarrassing.
Oh, Vanessa, who dropped you on your head?
It was during cheer performing at an assembly for who knows what, homecoming, I don't remember. And literally,
because of
the
head injury?
I don't remember because I was in a coma.
They test me up, and then my bases literally just like split. It was like on purpose, and I was like, whoa, I did not know I was hated by these girls, because what the hell was that?
They threw you up in cheer like they do with the cheerleaders, and then they decided instead of even attempting to catch you, they would just step away and let you hit the ground?
Yes, it was wild.
Whoa.
Was there a
video?
So mad. What?
Does a video exist of this?
No, it was back in the day, so no video during school.
Oh, man. There was no video then?
I wish.
There's definitely
not that old.
Yeah, someone was holding a video camera.
Yeah.
We didn't have cameras on our phones.
Was there a map or a mat underneath you?
No, it was a performance.
So it was just the hard gymnasium floor?
Yes.
And then
I was like, wow, I can't believe, and like, I didn't even cry. I was just like, this just happened in front of people. How embarrassing.
Did the place laugh? Did a lot of people laugh?
Some people, it was just like,
yeah,
like that loud
shock.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, you little bae.
Okay.
You couldn't say bitch.
She couldn't say, because she could figure out how to talk.
Did you find anybody?
This girl. She straight up was like, no,
she lost her speech.
Did you find anybody afterwards? Like,
I
track him down?
My coach really got like pissed, and she's like, you don't do that. Da 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 da. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. They should have killed you.
Crazy.
This was a targeted cheerleader attack where they said, we'll throw Vanessa up, and then instead of catching her, we'll all step away and let her hit the ground.
Basically, what happened?
Dude, they should have been like suspended or expelled or
something. Why didn't they like you? Were you?
I honestly didn't know that they didn't. They probably were jealous or something.
Oh.
There it is.
All right, we go to.
Because I don't understand why they would do that.
Susie,
I was nice.
In Redondo, you're next up. This all happened to us in school. It happened in school, back to school. This next person. Next person claims that they smoked meth during PE class.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say Omar?
Hey, why do you automatically assume that? I mean, you're right, but...
We all assume that, by the way. That is a correct guess. Congratulations, Susie. You're going to go to Big Bear. We got tickets for you to go up there. Omar, explain how this was possible.
So there was this weird ass... so I had PE, but they also they had this... like farm PE thing with
farm PE.
Yeah. So they would like
that's
have
racist.
Like this, they would like plant like they would have plants, and I would go across the street, and then my buddy had a light bulb, and he was like, "Hey, you want to smoke meth out of this light bulb?" And I was like, "Sure, why not?" And I smoked meth during PE.
Is that the first time you had ever done it?
It was my first time, and I had probably was addicted to the meth pipe for about 6 months after that.
Wow.
Yeah,
How old were you?
I was probably 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably did great in PE.
Yeah. Came in number one all the time.
Yeah.
This guy just ran the 40 in 1 second. It's unbelievable. We've never seen anything like
it. What's his secret?
I'll never forget it. My buddy Larry, he hooked it up.
So when you got hooked on meth for 6 months, then how did you stop?
I couldn't afford it anymore. Or the supply. Yeah, the supply wasn't there anymore.
And that's when Omar got hooked on Sudafed.
Cool.
Yes.
We say hi to Michael now. Congratulations, Susie. You got yours right. Michael, welcome. This happened to one of us in school. The question is, who did this happen to in school? Listen closely. This person had cyber sex with their own music teacher.
I'm going to guess that's lying.
Well, my music teacher.
That's a great guess.
My music teacher's name was Mr. Kincaid, and he was the guy that was
Mr.
missing.
Mr. Lucky.
He was missing a finger, so it would have made sense, but no, sadly, no one wanted to have sex with me in high school in any way, shape, or form, even the teachers. That was not me. Who had cyber sex with one of their teachers?
That would be me. Then this was in sixth grade, I believe, when AIM first happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because me and my friends had discovered AOL Instant Messenger, and yes, we were using it to just talk to each other, but then we were like, let's find all of our teachers and have sex with them. I don't know why that was the next step for us.
You're very very trendy now. It seems like that's going on all over the place.
Yeah.
You were early on that trend.
And we found, I still to this day don't know exactly if it was him, but it was his name. And so we started talking to him.
This guy's name's Steve 69, and our teacher's name is Steve.
Hot and heavy did it get?
Mr. Pease. It was very graphic.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then it was it was like him, supposedly, and then like six of us girls being like, okay, say that you're like totally naked and that you're in a, like we just kept responding.
So you pretended you were just some random.
Like a beautiful 30-year-old woman or something.
Right, got it.
Whatever a 12-year-old girl thinks that a guy at that age wants.
Wow,
and then we had very graphic sex with him, and then we printed out the conversation and put it on the bulletin board at school.
What?
And then somebody
serious?
Took it down, and nothing ever happened. We were like waiting for this ball to drop, and nothing happened.
Man. You printed out the entire transcript. That's so savage at that age too.
We hated him.
Oh, so the plan was it was a takedown. It was like
because he didn't cast me in choir.
Really? Oh man,
God.
Al, you're so bitter. God, so
metal.
Sad. Yeah, I know. Guy made the best call of his life.
Yeah, right.
He's like a teacher of the year.
And I had the best sex of his life.
Well, we move on now to Lily. These all technically happened to us in school. All true stories of things that happened in school. And I guess this is a cautionary tale. You ready to go? All right, this next person got suspended for stealing supplies from the school store and then reselling them, the items, to kids during recess at half the price.
That sounds like Klein.
That does sound like Klein.
It was a good scam I had going for a bit. The problem is some of the kids that bought the items from me would go to the school store and then try to return them or exchange them. And the school store is like, hold on, no one ever bought these items, so how do you get them?
So they would pay for them and try and get their full price money back. So they were trying to make money.
Yeah, they had like, I remember there was like some sports teams' pencils, and certain teams were worth, like Lakers' pencils were worth more, and Bulls' pencils, and Celtics, those were like the good teams then. So I would sell them, but then I would convince the other kids that I was trying to unload some crappy Trailblazers' pencils or some other teams no one wanted.
Was it all pencils?
There's a lot of that stuff. It was that was the items that people really wanted. It was like the NBA school supply crap.
Was it hard to steal them? Or you just
stealing them was easy because the person that was working the school store didn't really care about that
job.
They
just left the supply closet open.
But the problem was when people went back and tried to trade out, they're like, no one bought any Trailblazers pencils. So where'd you get it? And then they'd accuse those
kids. I would have remembered that.
And then they'd say, bought them from some kid on the playground. And it was a good scam until I got busted. And then it went away.
And how old were you when that was happening?
Probably sixth grade, I want to say.
Wow.
Maybe. So
we were really coming of age then in sixth grade, weren't we?
Yeah,
showing our colors.
I thought I was going to be a billionaire at that point. I was like, if this keeps going.
I don't even think I understood the concept of money in sixth grade. I didn't think about, like, how can I make money? So that's pretty smart of you.
We give Rob the final chance here, and congratulations already to Susie and Lily. Women, female intuition, proving that they know more about us than everyone else. All right, here we go. This is your next one. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
This person bought a watch with a built-in universal remote control and would turn the TVs on and off in the classroom, fast-forward the videos, and change the channels, freaking out the teachers and everyone in the class. Who would do such a thing?
Oh, wow. That sounds kind of tech-savvy to me, so I'm going to say Omar.
I would have thought this was Omar, too, actually.
But I feel like this is something Jake would find funny.
Omar, it's 'cause it is funny. It's hilarious.
Omar was too busy smoking light bulbs at the time.
Yes.
So
I'm fucking high, man. Jake, I was doing actually cool stuff.
So Jake...
this is cool.
Wasn't buying a cool watch.
Jake, this was you.
I had all sorts of cool stuff.
His whole life was in fast forward.
Yeah. Jake, this was your move?
Yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so funny. You would like, they start a video, you just kind of like yawn, like fake yawn, and then click, turn it off, or fast forward, or anything else. There were a lot of times there were stores, we'd go by stores after closing and turn on all their stuff and put it at full volume. And
wow.
We thought that was hilarious.
So you had friends that you shared this with?
No friends involved in the story, Allie. The story.
And I go on my way.
It's my best friend called Remote Watch. Hello, best friend.
Aww.
All right, well,
we all have very different
Susie and Lily, you are both correct, and you will get some tickets to go up to Big Bear MX Grand Prix. I'm sure that's why you called to play the game. And if you're heading back to school, just remember, you'll make tons of memories like these.
And tons of money.
And hopefully some better memories as well. We've got a bunch more of these stories, so we'll have to bring that back at some point as back to school time is officially here. It's Klein Alley Show, and this is 106.7 KROQ. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. I know some new listeners assume that every message we play is someone that is in rehab, or earlier this morning it was that person that was calling us from the psych ward or whatever. That's just not the case. Regular people just like you and I listen to the show every day.
Hey, Klein and Alley, just got out of rehab.
Okay, well.
Oh, my goodness.
Forgot about it. I should have edited that part out of the call.
Is anyone listening to this in an actual car or a... Or
I don't
a place,
think so.
It's just an institution or an establishment.
Lack of other options is our best friend. If you have a true lack of other options. Mm-hmm.
If you're broken, we're here for you.
So anyway, thank you for the call. So I don't know what this is about, but we appreciate you making us your first call out of rehab.
Hey, Klein and Alley, just got out of rehab. I heard the thing about the magazine interview. You guys are way better than Big Boy, big time.
Well, let's not start a feud with Big Boy.
I listened to them in my last rehab.
I'm going to start a problem with the legendary Big Boy.
You know, you guys make us laugh. Big Boy just is whatever. But I give you guys all the pops over. Go Klein and Alley forever. You guys rock.
This guy's crazy, though, right? Or something. He's dealing with something.
He's not crazy.
He's rehab.
He's rehab. He's on the outside.
All day, every morning.
Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cowbell that up. Appreciate you, sir.
Bet it was hard for him to hear all that meth talk a minute ago.
Oh, man. This guy could be right back now. Omar sent all those people over the edge.
Yeah.
Great. Go back if you're going to keep listening.
Watch your light bulbs.
Meth. That was good stuff. You know, I've had friends, too, that had some stints with meth, and it was like a 2 or 3 week thing, and they were like, it was great.
It was.
2 or 3 days.
Just can't keep it going.
It's just so hard to maintain.
We do have coming up in moments. Oh, I just want to play this. A couple of heartfelt messages for Vanessa that I just think it's important that she hears this. But
hey, guys. This is for Vanessa. Just heard about this earthquake, and I hope that your family and friends are all safe.
Yeah, you know, Vanessa's got a lot of family in Colombia. She's from Colombia. She spoke to a lot of people yesterday. That was weighing heavy on her yesterday.
Hi, guys. This message is for Vanessa. I just want to let her know that my thoughts and prayers are going out to Colombia at this really rough time with this crazy earthquake. Is there anything, a GoFundMe that you guys or that we can go ahead and contribute to? Let us know, but we love you.
Yeah, Vanessa said she knew a lot of people that they can't live. You know, they've lost where they were living. They had to move, and people that she was friendly with had to move around to safer locations. I mean, I was looking at some of that footage yesterday. That earth, the church just like shattered. There's some church.
That earth really shook.
It was incredible how much footage there was. Sadly, no footage of Vanessa getting dropped on the ground in gym class. But all
that
the
earthquake was not
all the footage of yesterday. Vanessa, how are you now, 24 hours after the fact?
Well, I got off social media because it was depressing. But I guess like my only thing is like, okay, now we have to help everyone. And Red Cross, guys, go to Red Cross Colombia. That's where I went, where you can donate or whatever. But what I think about is the fact that earthquakes just keep happening. And obviously when it happens in a country that's not yours, or you just think like, whatever, right? Because Venezuela just happened, and Japan just happened, and now Colombia. And it's like, dude, you just never know when, like, literally anything could happen, and people just pass, or they lose everything, and I just feel bad.
Well, Vanessa's theory is that the earthquake is there's a system to it now, she thinks. And the next big one she believes is going to be, what, Mexico, and then it's going to hit us, right?
Well, it looks like it's going up. Like,
yeah.
When I see the map of where the earthquakes have happened, it's like going up to North America.
Like, and it's all clockwise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. But anyways, let's just all be nice to each other, because you never know when something bad is going to happen.
Well, that's a stupid theory.
No.
But your family, everyone in your family's okay?
Yeah, but like not everyone has reported themselves. Like, you know what I mean? Not everyone has checked in.
Right, okay.
So I'm just saying, yes, most of my family lives in the capital, but there are some people that live like in the affected areas. But my friend, who's my best friend that lives in Miami, most of her family got affected, and I feel bad because I know them.
Hmm.
But, I mean, they're alive. They just lost their homes.
What's a donation that you think would mean something to the Red Cross of Colombia?
Well, when I went there, they had it in pesos, which the amount seems so big. I think anything helps.
Mm-hmm.
Anything helps.
I mean, for Allie, Allie's universe, you know, pretty cheap. I mean, what would be an event? What would be a contribution she could make now that would mean something?
Again, I'm not going to say like a price. I think anything.
You don't have to answer. Klein's just trying to make you feel bad and me feel cheap. You can go ahead and donate, you dick.
I think anything. Literally anything.
What would be a meaningful donation? Let's make Allie feel bad for not doing that donation.
What would be what do you think, Vanessa?
What would you consider to be a good pool party?
$100.
Why don't we talk about that?
$100?
Well, I think if you each want to put 100, do that. If you want to put 20, do that. It doesn't matter. It's going to be converted into pesos, and that's going to be a lot.
That'll sound
but
more.
Also, they're already feeling pretty good, right?
Oh, my God. Can you donate to that?
Right?
Let's stop before
like
she
that.
Just said, let's all be all right. Nice.
So we're going to make a donation, Vanessa.
Do whatever you want. There's always tragedies in the world, so just be nice to each other.
That's a beautiful thing. And I think that would, if people are new to the show, Allie, would you agree that they would say that we're nice to each other on a regular basis?
No. We are mean to each other on a highly regular basis.
All right, we're going
to
go the opposite of that.
I hate you most of the time.
Thank you. I feel the same. And now I'm going to donate. Now you've won the cause of my heart. Quick break, back with more show next.
Time for your official. Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
All you got to do is put up with us for another 5 minutes or less, and then we get you into Six Flags. We got that for you, so you can go enjoy all them thrills, thrill capital of the world. Also qualify to get yourself the 2027 gold passes so that you can enjoy everything there, plus the free parking, and that'll be happening as soon as we're done with this, your ADD news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
Sorry to say the theme today is that nature can be cruel. We found out yesterday that Jackie, the bald eagle, passed away, and now a famous climber has died at 30 years old after a fall in Sequoia National Park, Jake Wisenet. We lost a Jake, everyone. He was known...
Wrong one. Why, God?
Why did you take the wrong Jake
from us?
He was known for his speed climbing, not his speed poops like Jake.
Oh, man.
He set a record for one of the fastest ascents of El Cap in Yosemite in 2024. And unlike other elite climbers, he was not sponsored by anybody. In fact, he had a full 9-to-5 job, and he just climbed on weekends. And he didn't even start climbing until he was in his 20s. So he was a truly talented climber, and he made a name for himself very quickly. Unfortunately, he fell climbing in Sequoia.
Well, wasn't that talented, I guess.
Well, you never know how these things happen, if he had ropes, if
I'll tell you how, Ellie. Gravity. That's how they happen.
No, but I don't know if he was using ropes when he was climbing and something went wrong with the ropes, or if he was free soloing and fell. I mean, who knows? I don't even know what mountain he was on, but it says that there were rangers looking for him for 2 days, and eventually they found his body, yeah. But
this guy went by himself?
No, I think he was with somebody. And there are some climbers
that screwed him good.
See, it could be the fault of another person. You don't know what happened.
Yeah.
His big accomplishment was he scaled El Cap, and he took the route called Lurking Fear. It's a 2,000-foot route on El Cap, and he did it in 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 32 seconds. And it typically takes 4 days to complete.
Whoa.
So he was able to do it, and he beat the record that had been held for like 20 years. So he was obviously very good at what he did.
This is going to sound stupid, but I'm also not a rock climber. Is there a difference between the guys that will climb just using their bare hands and that little sack of chalk and the ones that will kind of do that thing where they will throw the spike in and then they kind of go spike to spike?
Yeah, well, what you're talking about, just the rope and the chalk, yeah, those are free solo climbers. Okay. I've gone down many rabbit holes with documentaries about climbers. And there are some climbers that like to do it by themselves. They just like to go alone. They don't like to tell anybody. And then it seems like this guy was climbing most of the time with a partner, a climbing partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he was one of those people who was doing it alone. And if they climbed El Cap like that, they definitely had ropes. If it was a free solo, that would have been a huge, huge story. Like when Alex Honnold did a free solo of El Cap, that was that free solo documentary.
Yeah, I guess
that was the only person who's done that.
Tragic when someone dies, you know, unnecessarily, especially at 30. But also, doesn't that go with the territory of what it is they do?
And a lot of the climbers will say, yes, there is a higher risk of death with what I do, but I could also die on my way to
the
post office or something like that.
That's a stupid argument because, yes, the answer is...
They think you could die at any time, so why not do something fun?
Okay, and that's fine. Live life to the fullest, and if you don't get to live a full life, at least you appreciate the time you had. But
you're 30.
I know,
oh
you're
God.
30 years old, and you just started climbing in your 20s.
Oh, my God.
Right. No, I know.
And they say free solo climbers, about 50% of them die.
And I also wonder, I wonder how many of the times that they, quote, almost die. You know, or like something almost happened, but then they were able to, you know, get a pinky in the mountain or something, hold them up. I don't know. Who knows? I feel like that's all the
time. Are you
going
to have a climbing wall at your party on Friday?
Yeah, climbing wall's coming into the party on Friday, too. Bring it in.
It's also offered, quote unquote.
A lot of people are bringing that by.
RFK Jr. wants you to take the best crap of your life, and according to him, you can do that if you follow his doctor's orders. He has adopted a living carnivore diet, and he claims that since then, he's been able to take clean poops that are nearly orgasmic and require no toilet paper. His doctor said, I could have a bowel movement behind a sheet at a dinner party in the corner of the room and nobody would know. Such a graphic description. But the diet includes getting rid of sugar and alcohol and heavily processed foods. And you replace it with grass-fed meat and fermented foods like sauerkraut and kimchi. So you're just eating like steak and sauerkraut exclusively.
There is RFK Jr. to comment.
Check out the Klein and Alley Show. Mornings on K-Rock.
Thank you.
He said, when you start eating healthy, you don't need toilet paper.
Steak!
Animals in the wild have no residual stool on their butts.
Is that true? Those Charmin bears seem to.
Well, I think they also lick their butts, don't they? To clean everything off. That's their toilet paper, is their tongue.
Well, my dog will do the scoot thing where he scoots across the carpet.
Or
I hate that.
We should just start doing that.
Yeah, we should all do that.
More
yeah, Jake's doing it right now. You see it.
And then finally, everyone rich or poor deserves to eat In-N-Out. But one rich kid is very upset because he alleges that he was turned down from an In-N-Out in Monterey because he tried to enter the lot with a supercar. He was a rich kid driving a McLaren, and he claims he was denied service at an In-N-Out Burger during Monterey Car Week, and that the security, it wasn't the workers.
Did he try to cut in the drive-thru line?
I'm not reading anything about a specific.
Yeah, how dare you? I'll tell you, you want to make fun of my order, In-N-Out, video's up on Instagram. Guess who liked my order? Lindsay Snyder, the owner of In-N-Out.
Okay, let's clarify because she didn't like your order. She liked the post, which does not mean she liked your order.
She means she liked my order.
She liked that we were talking about In-N-Out and how much we love it.
Vanessa, get her on the phone immediately and let's find out if she liked my order or not. Because it seems like if she liked the post when you guys were bagging on my order because I said medium rare cold cheese crispy bun.
What's this pansy talking about?
She didn't say that. She liked it. She liked it.
There's no way that she was in admiration of your cold cheese order.
Has Lindsay Snyder ever liked your order?
I'm sure she likes every order.
Wrong. This one she liked. So anyway.
That's what Klein came in here and said. She liked my order specifically.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
She didn't comment and say, I love that order. She just hearted the post.
Exactly.
Heart is the greatest compliment you can give.
No. The heart is meaningless.
It's totally meaningless.
It's just like, acknowledge.
It's like, in and out. Boop. Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like
I own that.
Jealous.
Heart.
Sorry. Laying that on a little thick. A little jealousy animal style coming on over here. Brand new hour of the show starts right now, and we're looking to get you to Six Flags if you're the 20th caller at 800-520-1067. Let's go.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.